Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Life at the Dozen Live. Man, it is the last Hot at the Dozen Monday right here on the show until for 2 weeks from now. For 2 weeks, there will be no Life at the Dozen Live on Mondays or on Wednesdays. So y'all get it in, man. You know, this is the show's here on Dust Star Radio Network. You know, every time around this year, we always took our break, and this is usually in our season right around this time every year. So, man, definitely appreciate everyone for having such a great season and just really supporting us and everything that we're doing. And man, just can't wait, man. We're gonna finish the week out strong. And that being said, you know, we got a very, very, very crazy woman stopping the show today. And I say crazy, I mean in the good way and the bad way, because she is, a handful. But at the same time, too, man, I love it. I love her crazy at the same time. We got my girl Chalk Brownlee be coming through, radio personality. You also have the show, or even a radio show, too, Chocolate City Radio. We're talking to her, but while she has one of the most controversial internet radio shows, period, and she'll be chopping up with some of our topics for today and everything else on her sleeve. So y'all now tune in to Life and Death Live, your boy City J. Let's get it.
Wishing in the bottle, this is life after dust. Music was with hot models. We got life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. Must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Yes, you're now tuned in. Now tune into Life After Dust Live, man. We can get live, man. So, oh, man, I got a lot to talk about, too, as far as today's the Hot After Dust Monday. Got a lot to talk about in the chopping block today. One of the biggest stories that happened over the weekend is what's got everybody going nuts. This happened literally right after we ended the Reels for Radio episode the other day. It happened right then and there. So, man, we didn't get a chance to talk about that because it just happened right then and there. And that being said, it was on past Thursday at midnight. At midnight, buddy, Beyonce decided that, you know what? I got a little trick on my sleeve. She had her new album that's out now entitled Beyonce, which is an exclusive visual album. Visual due to the fact that she has songs as audio tracks accompanied by visual tracks. So definitely she's doing it big. And what I love about this is just the risk of, you know, I hate calculating stuff in the industry, and it bores me to death. And to see something like this, especially for somebody who's big, it's just so great. So, yes, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're hating, and some people are congratulating on different spectrums. This woman, basically, what she did was she kept a couple of people in the loop of basically keeping them sworn to secrecy, of not letting anyone, any of the big heads in the label know that, hey, I am getting ready to drop this album. You know, don't say anything. Let's record the stuff. All these different things to make the album. Let's record it, whatever. Don't say anything. The woman dropped this album with no single, keep in mind, no single already released. She dropped it. And the album in the first 3 days of availability, which is only exclusively sold on iTunes, by the way, at the moment, until the 20th, for those of y'all freaking out. 20th is this Friday, so there you go. You got a chance to cop it, then, you know, the hard copy. But anyways, she had the fastest selling ever album on iTunes, moving 828,773 units worldwide, with 617,213 copies in the U.S. being sold. So big ups to her. And this press release was released today. Big ups to her. No big promotion, no single. All these different things that you're supposed to do to have a bigger album, she did it, and she did it in 104 countries. So the woman is doing great things. You know, you can be a Beyonce head all you want, but congratulate there's somebody doing something different. Y'all want to say she's doing the same thing that everybody else is doing, but the woman that's pretty out here can do something different, okay? Thank you. It's funny because she was just at, this past Monday, she was here in the good old DFW. And so a week from today, backwards, she was in DFW. And she released her album. Man, I mean, that is crazy. The woman is doing some big things. And all you can do, like I said again, all you can do is congratulate her for making the move. A lot of hot stuff. I've already picked my favorite track off the album. Man, I don't know about y'all, but that Drunken Love song, Off the Chain. It's a lot of other stuff. People love the Drake track. It's a lot of things people are loving for this album, but we all have ones that we just love so much more. So, man, again, Beyonce, proud of you. Continue to do what you do, despite what people try to tell you can't do. So, big ups to you on that. All right, so I'll go into another story because I know you guys are, oh, you're going to talk about Beyonce all day. I could because you know how much, you know, Beyonce is just that great. But anyways. Oh, man. Okay, so another big story, man, that, I mean, it just really, yes, obviously there were a lot of people, it was my speaking of fan favorites and stuff and people going crazy, who are. But those of y'all, I know it's spoiler alert, but y'all have already seen it all over the net already. Before Brian, the Family Guy, is back. Everybody was rooting for him to come back. He was sending all these letters in. But, I mean, a lot of you are like, well, you know, they're just going to listen to us. I mean, y'all not remember the fact that these people do record episodes. Do you have these episodes prepared way before y'all said it, right? So this is already planned. And I like it because it's a big plot twist. It's getting people rattled up. And people are like, well, they were losing down viewers. That's why they decided to do that. But no, it wasn't that. It wasn't. They knew what they were doing. They took a calculated risk. You know, it was another one of those. Because just like Beyonce, another one of those big surprises you were not expecting to happen. And hit you with that. And they came and hit you with this little Back to the Future type way of saving them. And why? Bring them back. So big ups to them for keeping the plot twist going on and not being so predictable. I mean, who wants to keep watching a show where you know exactly what's going to happen? Piece by piece. Isn't that why y'all watch Scandal and all these other things? It's hard for these cartoon shows to do it too, to have a little plot twist to them. And I think that was just great, and it made for a great Christmas break. Going to the Christmas break, it was a great move. So I congratulate them for that. I mean, you really give credit where it's due. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and go into a track real quick. We'll go ahead and go to a brand new track here on the show by one of our great supporters, my boy A.V. the Great. And this is his track, Poetry, off of his new album entitled Poetry. So check it out. Here he goes. It's Cool. It's my favorite track off the album. Check it out.
go, everything I got. I ain't trying to be famous, he trying to look cool. Ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody wants the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands. Got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad. All I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag. I saw beats, charge me with ass. Yeah, young black and all black. My set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. I swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, a nigga motherfucker street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pitched underhand. Muscle man, cold man, get big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At your funeral, the choir singing like
it's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly, my baby got food. To all my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I gotta let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you gotta come through the dust spot. That's right, tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jakisa Moore, and my boy, Seti J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Seti J.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Seti J on The Dusk Spot.
All right, we're back. Yes, y'all was in this music break. That track was on my boy AV the Great. That's cool, right? I'm on his CD. I'm entitled Poetry. I mean, I love it. You know, I was already feeling Live from the Struggle, which was like, man, it was like, you know, artists always do though. You know, you always say, man, how can they set the bar? How can they? I mean, they set the bar pretty high. So how can you go past that and take Poetry? Man, I like Poetry. So he was definitely, you know, he was telling me when he made the album and, you know, chopped it up, and he was like, man, I pretty much made the album and just going up my heart, just throwing stuff out there, a lot of stuff just unfiltered, just really just saying what needs to be said. And, man, you can definitely feel that in the album. But it's about that time, y'all. We're going to go ahead and welcome to the show all the way from North Kakalaki. You know, one of the craziest people in the world and on the air, whatever you want to call it. I want to welcome to the show my girl, Chalk Mommy.
Hello, hello. I am the female Hollister with no fucking manners. What's up? How y'all doing?
What's up? I'm doing all right. Team Marie gets to kind of get a little more mentioned in Paris because she does the second half of the show. So she's lucky she ain't got to deal a few rocks back. So, you know, maybe I could calm you down. Where you at? By the time you get to her, you'll be like, oh, I ain't got the boy in me. Oh, so, you know, I get to put some 1-2 punches on you. But, man, I'm definitely glad to have you in the building. Man, that show you had yesterday was wow.
Oh, damn. You know what? I've got to send you the link for the show where Jazzy's feathers got ruffled by he had a radio show on Blog Talk, MBK. His name was Jack. And he had came on my show one Tuesday night, and he was so hilarious. And he was just playing, and she took it so personal to where she was saying she was going to send people to his house, and she started talking about his mama, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And it was like, for you and in my house, y'all haven't heard the shows with the previous things that she says and what she does to people and how she talks to people. So it's like last night you came in to be like, save a person, when in actuality it was just...
I'll say that another way. Wait a minute. Let me, before you finish, let me stop you. I didn't come in to save a person. I came in because I was seeing where both of them were coming from. And so I didn't know that on the previous show. See, that's the thing. See, if you didn't hear a previous show that just kind of, then you add that to the argument of what was going on, then you kind of take a step back and say, well, okay, now I see where you're coming from, and I don't agree.
Yeah, and then you're seeing the backtracking. My thing is, you can feel how you feel, but you remember what your mama used to say? It's not what you do, it's how you do it. So for you to say that you don't like a certain class of people when you came from that certain class of people that you claim you don't like, then how can that be? Then that means you don't like your mother and your grandma. So don't tear a person down, build them up, and then after you try to talk to them and encourage them and take them to another path and make them better, if they don't want to do shit, then fuck them. Leave them motherfuckers by the wayside. But at least try to save a person before you just go off and be like, I don't like bitches on Section 8. And then say your baby daddy from the projects. What that means? A lot of baby daddies from the projects. Hey, in the projects, you get that good dick. Minus the child support.
That's funny, though, because, you know, that's funny you said it, because that's actually going to be a topic. On Team Marie Hour, that's the topic on the Team Marie Hour today, since you did make that segue, is would you date someone who's behind on child support?
If the dick is good, hell yeah. It ain't my baby daddy, and he takes away from my household. Oh, shit.
For sure. Set your response to that one. Because, she's going to laugh to that one. Because she's just as crazy as you. That's what scares me. And putting the two of y'all crazy in the same room is like, wow, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see.
It's like at the end of the day, if you need to fuck, if this motherfucker got student loans, are you going to not fuck him because he owed the government money? No, you going to get that dick. You want your dick sucked, and if the bitch owed the state for getting overpaid in food stamps, is you not going to get your dick sucked? No, you gonna tell that dick to you gonna tell that bitch suck your dick and go pay that damn fine.
or you got to see. I see how you play it. How you say you or you can play to say you got to get stuff and then swing and say if you ain't get together, you ain't getting it. Shoot, some of the way some of these selfish people are, they gonna get together. They're like, oh no, I'm getting that.
Yeah. And I dated somebody, and he used to be like, oh, can I get some money to send my kids, for my child support? And because I loved him, okay, cool. But then when I read his credit report and seen that motherfucker was $16,000 in arrears, the next time he asked me for some money, which was a lie for his kids, I'm like, nigga, you $16,000 in this fucking $200 ain't gonna help, so nah, I ain't give it to you. That ain't gonna put a dent in your shit.
Right. Now, okay, so we're gonna jump to the time machine because not a lot of people are like, okay, I've never been here before. So let me jump into the time machine. And tell everybody who you are, by the way, for those who don't know, that's been like under a rock or a crevice or whatever. Tell them who you are and, what you do so well, man, because you got a lot to do.
Sure. Yo, this is your girl, Chug Mommy. I am the host of Chocolate City Video. I am the female Howard Stern, and my head game is a felony. I do radio. I blog about my sexual experiences in life. Let's see. I suck dick very well. I used to. I haven't been active in so long. I don't know what the hell I do well anymore besides talk shit and have no manners. Shout out to Sadie because Sadie has been with me for several years. And even when I thought about going over to the other side and fucking with bitches, Sadie was like, no.
That'd be all both sides of the fence. They gonna be like, oh my god, but y'all know I'm a male, that's what I do best. I try to bring you back over here.
Yes, and if I ever have the opportunity to meet Sadie, it's going down. I've seen his little profile picture on Facebook. The biceps looking nice, lips looking nice. Your lips need to meet my lips.
Everybody's going crazy on the Santa picture. It's hilarious.
I mean, I'm just saying, Sadie, you didn't look like that when I first met you several years ago. Your Wheaties is doing you right. Damn it, man. I got milk.
Oh my god, it's funny because I've done several photos. So this is the first one I say, I'm about to really show a little more skin and whatever on this one. Give y'all a little more, and so it's funny. I thank you for that compliment. You're too much. Oh my god, hilarious. I've heard some ones. Up there that someone wanted to tell me what they were for Christmas and it had nothing to do with presents. So, yeah, I've heard some stuff, man.
I'm just saying.
Like, what she said was like tame compared to what I heard. That is what I heard. I was like, okay. But I don't know if we ever even talked about this before, but, like, what even led you to get into radio in the first place? Because You know, I just happened to come into the building to see you do the show. I don't necessarily know the background story of what made you say, hey, I want to do this radio show. I've got to do
I
it.
I never wanted to do radio. Honestly, that was not anything that I envisioned. Somebody was telling me, like, I was dealing with this adult magazine, and they had all these plans for me. They wanted me to be this triple X porn star. They wanted me to just be just out there. You know what I'm saying? Fucking dudes in the ass with strap-ons, fucking with white men to have money, like humiliating them, being a dominatrix. This shit that I don't do. So what happened was, you know, I did a photo shoot with them. It was my first nude shoot, and they actually tried to steal my identity. I had to get a lawyer. The lawyer had to just go, like, straight get ghetto on them, and it was real ugly. And they was telling me I should do radio because, you know, I used to call into their little friend shows that just, you know, lifestyles, just nasty people. And, you know, people love me. So what I did was I created a profile on Blog Talk. Didn't do nothing but create a profile. And, like, over 5,000 people looked at the profile, and all I had was, like, a brief description and a picture. So DJ Igita from Connecticut, that's a core DJ, shout out to DJ Igita, was like, bitch, you're about to do radio. Like, what you mean? I don't like my voice. He's like, I don't give a fuck. You got all these views. Bitch, you about to do your first radio show. August 31st, 2010, I did my first show, and I have not looked back. Like, you know, when I first did it, it was just like a hangout for me and my BBM people. We just talked shit. We just had a good time. If motherfuckers called in and they wasn't familiar with who I am and didn't know my background, they would go off on them, especially my ex-boyfriends, and they be calling in trying to be on some lovey-dovey shit. I'm like, yo, nigga, that's Chug Mommy. She ain't with your ass no motherfucking more. Matter of fact, get your soft ass off this fucking station. I'm like, oh, my God. And then I started interviewing artists, and then I started liking it, and I'm like, you know what? I need to be for the independent artists because, you know, you got the mainstream artists. They don't need anything because they got mainstream. They got BET. They got VH1 and all that other shit like that. But the little people need us because we push them. So I'm like, hey, I'm all for the little people. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for the big bitches that do porn, BBWs, big, beautiful women. You know, I'm all for that. Body made, wrong women, BMWs, all of that. I'm for the people. So that's
you,
how
you
I
know
got
what
into
too,
it.
Chuck, what I know is because it's just kind of crazy. Like, you and it's on the same vision. Like, we have celebrities on here time to time, but we don't make it a focal point because, like you said, and people don't get that. There's so many other outlets that these people have. They always want to be able to go into the big talk shows on late night and daytime TV. They always going to have the they always going to be able to go on like once in some park or whatever, and whatever else other shows are out. And they're going to have media take out always talking about them and whatever. But before those people were big, they were independent artists. And people tend to forget that. Like showing love to independent artists and understanding that the movement is going to, why the movement is so much needed. And but you know what's so funny too is not only on that spectrum, I feel that not only is the artist but the radio shows sometimes we don't get the respect we deserve. I talked about this with Captain Waddle on here when she was on here, and I feel we don't get the respect we deserve sometimes for the stuff that we do because we plan our show the same way. We have to take all this time. We do all these different things. We put the numbers up or whatever, but still people want to say, "Oh, but you're internet radio." You know, I don't understand that. It's stupid. Or you're just a show on Blog Talk Radio, whatever. But then you still making moves, still doing what they do. And we have
exactly.
Celebrities in the area now then to spark the interest, keep you just every now and then keep your interest. To spark the interest, but it keeps you coming. And listen to the other people that's on there, too.
Man, somebody's like, oh, it's just Blog Talk or it's just internet. And I'm like, oh, and you're just not shit. What the fuck do you have going on? What the fuck is your following like? What is your fan base like? You know what I'm saying? When people sit there and try to downplay, I'm like, but what people don't understand is a lot of people come to internet radio. For one, we do what the fuck we want to do. There, we have our own platform. We stay true to ourselves. When you go mainstream radio and shit that's governed by the FCC, you sell the fuck out. You lose control of your show. You got motherfuckers telling you what to do. When you cuss, you got to pay fucking fines. If I got fined for every cuss word that I said, I would be a poor bitch. I would be in the negative for 15 eons. But at the same time, we can play what we want to play. If I want to play a song 5 motherfucking times back to back, guess what? I can motherfucking do it. And guess what? Everybody gonna rock with it every motherfucking time, because they gonna be like, damn, I'm feeling that song. Because we don't play bullshit. We are very selective of the shit that we let come through our airways and anything that we fucking promote. Everybody can't be no fucking artist. Everybody can't be no singer. I ain't going to lie to you and make you feel good. I'm not going to stroke your dick because I'm not fucking you. Your shit whack. Your shit whack. Your shit is good. Your shit is all right. It got potential. So since you got potential, I'm going to play your shit. And 2 months from now, I want to hear something that sounds better. Because if not, I'm going to play your shit and I'm going to diss you because you know better.
And you know what? A lot of times artists say they want the honest truth, but they don't handle
the
truth.
No, they don't want the truth.
Had,
they can't handle the truth.
My question is, have you had that person that's really, like, really started tripping because you told them like it was, like, really was really going off on art? You ain't nobody. You ain't what you told me. So have you had those things?
Honestly, I don't think there's anybody that's dumb enough to do that because, for one, I like to blast people on Twitter. I like to blast people on BBM. I like to prank call motherfuckers. So people got to think really twice about what they say to me because I really don't give a fuck, and I'll say some fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? So they got to think about it like, yo, if I say the wrong thing to this bitch, she going to say some old fuck shit. And she got too many followers, they going to look at her and look at me, and then they going to fucking clown me, and then they going to think I'm a pussy pop. Or they're going to be like, you know what, I should have never asked her to be honest with me because I wasn't ready for the truth.
Most definitely. Now, one of the crazy shows, there's been a couple of crazy shows that I've been a part of, or historical shows on your show. And I'm going to go backwards. One was in Rest in Peace Zone, by the way, was with Mr. Magic. I remember that show. That was, man. That was
crazy. God. That is still a sore subject. That is still a sensitive subject for me because the way that I found out, the person was so insensitive. They sent me a text message and said, yeah, Mr. Magic is dead. He got killed. And I'm like, wait a minute, like, what in the hell? I was at CIAA that weekend, and I was going out Saturday because I had something to do with DJ Smalls. And when I got that text message, it just fucked up my whole world because him, his wife, and their daughter was in a car, and in a car wreck, and this little girl lost her mama, and she lost her daddy. And I was just like, oh, my God. And that was my friend. That was my friend because it's like when you do radio and you click so well with a guest that comes on the show, you actually form a friendship and there's a friendly love there. So it goes past I interviewed you, you came on my show because we had conversations outside of the radio show and we used to like talk shit and kick it. I was going to help promote him and stuff like that. And that just was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, that night Papa Duck was on and he's letting Magic talk him up to some shit. You, Mr. GA, and I had to remind him, boom, do you remember when I was getting ready to leave and the pussy was so good? He was like, baby, don't go. Stay. Like a baby. I'm going to stay. And he shut the fuck up. That show was the bomb. And, you know.
That show was wild. That's what everybody started talking out of turn. Was saying some crazy stuff to me, like, wait a minute, you had to, like, wait, let me put y'all back in y'all place, because Mr. G.A. was hyping us up.
Yes, I mean, don't get it twisted. Chica will shut you down. She sure will. She's a bad bitch. And the one show I wish you could have been on that you wasn't is the show that I fucked live and I streamed on Tiny Chat. And the guest that I was interviewing was in Florida, and they stopped interviewing and clicked on their computer on Tiny Chat and was watching me, and the dude just couldn't handle his business, and I was clowning him. I was like, he was like doing back shots or something like that. I said, I dedicate this to Puffy. Take that, take that, take that. And everybody was just laughing because I'm just like, wow, really?
Yeah, as far as doing that, because I know a lot of people, you know, they probably have that imagination. Oh, man, I would want to do that on the show one day. Or, you know, cause, or not even just say, you know, everybody has that. There's that sick, twisted thought in your back of your mind that, man, I would sure like to do something at work one day. And to do that, you know, to do it, you saw how was that? You know, there's a lot of people that start it, but they'll never do that.
Man, look, ain't no shame in my game. If I feel like doing it, I'm going to do it. This is me. I love sharing my life with people because you never know who you're reaching and who you're helping to open up. You know what I'm saying? I might have an old housewife that's sitting at home trying to figure out a way to keep her husband from fucking the next door neighbor or going to the strip club. So she might read one of my stories, and that old bitch might feel a rat. I'll be like, oh, Lord, I'm about to go to the dollar store and give me some pop rocks. I'm about to send Johnny's dick with pop rocks tonight. That motherfucker come home, and she put it down, and next thing you know, she done saved to marriage. Or it might be a bitch that didn't know how to take dick in the ass, and she read one of my blogs, and that bitch is, like, getting fucked in the ass on a regular basis. I mean, you just never know who you're reaching with the shit you write, the shit you say, and the shit you do. I'm just saying.
Right. I mean, that's the thing, you know, because a lot of times, you know, what I love about your show is, you know, and you've emerged, and I know as you've emerged more and more, is, yes, you talk about very adult topics, but you talk about other topics, too, as a whole that are just controversial that people are too afraid to say something about. And I love that, you know, I love about the show is like you never really know what you're going to get until you get there. You're like, whoa, because you never know who's calling in, and whoever calling might be off the freaking chain, and it gets real. And people love a show where people don't always necessarily agree with each other.
Yeah, it's okay to agree to disagree.
Right. You know, but there's also a way, there's a difference between when you start disagreeing disrespectfully, and we didn't see that yesterday. Or people get mad because somebody didn't agree with them. You know, it's okay not to agree, but it's about the way you go about it.
Well, I'll just tell you this. Don't say one thing and then switch up on something else and
right.
You done said it around me because I will make sure it comes out. And you will have to explain yourself. I'm just saying. Keep it hot. Keep it honest. Keep it real.
All right. When we come back, we got some more to chop over here. So sit there on move. We got some more. And I got to talk about another show that I enjoyed that was on the list. And I got to ask you some questions. Those are personal questions, so be ready. I call the crazy moments with Sandy J, so be ready. Be back. This track is by my boy Greedy Man Home. And this track by him is All Right, All Right. Yes, it is. Talented like the phrase. All right, all right, all right.
These beats are so fresh.
Fuck with Coach Tony. $3,000. hard on them boys like a major league bat. Need a juice, need a duty, need a ass, need a hoe, need hard, need sauce, need juice, nigga. Hit me up in the day or hit me up in the night. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, alright, alright.
Chocolate City, he don't even know it. He ain't ready. He ain't ready.
Oh, Lord. He ain't ready?
Mm-mm.
All right,
mm-mm.
So I hope you're sick and not ready. I hope you're ready. Hope you
I
are
stay
ready.
Ready. I stay ready.
I'm about to hit you up. All right, so if I get to the crazy moments of Sadie J, we're going to go into another, we're going to talk about another show I enjoy that I do. And that was the one you were talking about earlier about the same show. I was about to cross the other side. And you're like,
oh,
was
it
3M?
Was it the 3M or something like that? Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. That was the one where we were talking about Christianity and was it homosexuality? Or it was,
uh-huh.
It was along those lines. Some along those lines were connecting to each other. And we were just talking about the taboos of other subjects people are always afraid to go on about them or really, or just not, it's something just have an open mind or whatever, just different ways just having discussion about it. And that show was getting wild. You know, you got me, Mr. Stanley, we talking trash, telling you, oh, no, don't do it. So we talking trash to you and it was just hilarious, man. You know, and you get the three ladies, you know, they over here talking, they over here, they butting you up. They got you almost ready to jump the cliff and say, you know what? I might have to make that move.
Yes.
So it was,
man. I was about to let them tear Chica up. La, 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 la. Licky, licky, licky. But once you lick it, you gotta take it.
Show.
Yes,
so,
boy,
that.
Her game was good, yo. I ain't gonna front when I went to New York like the fall, like 2 weeks later or something like that, like 2 weeks later. Had I seen that bitch in New York, oh my god, I'd probably be sagging. No, I would have been a sim. I would have been a fish. So you know, a lot of niggas would have been mad because they wouldn't be getting this pussy no more. Well, they're not getting it now anyway, but they really would have been mad because they would have been off the market for anything that was born with a dick.
Yeah, because
they
was,
to
yeah, they was running some good game. I was like, dang, man. I was getting carried through. What? And I remember one of them, I was high sack, one of them, like, Oakville for total.
Yes.
Oh, man, I was crying. I said, oh, man, she was like, kissing you is all that I've been thinking of. I was like, okay. No, she ain't got this hairstyle going. So, yeah, oh, man, I was in tears just looking at Devin. What in the heck? Oh, God. So, I remember he was gross about that and everything. So, yeah, that was a crazy show. And that's just the type of show that you be having, man. You just don't never know what the heck will come out of people's mouths and what the topic is going to be. And speaking of that, we're going to go into interesting more about you. So, I hope you're ready because I ask some real personal questions. And people can't get away with it. All right, so first off, one is what's the embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you, whether it be on the show or off the show?
Oh, my God. How can I? Okay. Oh, gosh. The most embarrassing thing, I can't say it was, I don't know. Okay. I was kicking it with this dude that I was seeing. And, you know, we had this connection or whatever, right? And we was fucking. So when it was time for him to do the grand finale, like, finish, he, like, farted and came at the same time.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Wait. I got to get to my brother here when I need him. Calm the hell out. Say, you did what? He said it was one of the things. Wow.
Oh, my God. And the fucked up part about it is he farted and he came, right? And he was like, damn, I don't know where the damn came from. I don't know if he's like, damn, did I just fart and this bitch heard it? Or like, damn, this pussy is so good. Or like, damn, I fucked up. No, I'm looking at him like, yo, I want to say, nigga, did you just fart? Why how can I not say anything? Because he's not saying that. And that's some embarrassing shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wait till I leave this motherfucking room and I tell my girl.
Oh, God. Now, he going to be interesting question about that. What if he was giving him some head and he farted in your face?
Yo, I will pluck the shit out of his balls. Like, yo, on some real shit, I will pluck the fuck out of your balls. I will take my thumb and my middle finger.
The scary feeling. What if he had you up? I'm like giving head to chick, and she just farts in my face.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fucking loser. I don't know.
I will put my fist in her pussy.
Like, oh,
I will.
Hell, no.
Man, look. It's just some shit you don't do. You feel me?
You
that's just some shit bowels. You don't do.
If that's one time your bowels don't need to be working like they could. You know, you'd be constipated at that point in time. They don't keep it working. Oh, man, that is, wow. Okay. Wow, that was, everybody always comes for crazy moments on here. And that's why you're up there.
We turned that into a show, and niggas was just like, what? I had one dude that asked me, like, 50 questions, like, he went into detail, like, he wanted me to dissect the fart for him. Like, that show was crazy. If you would have been on that show, you would have been red like Santa Claus's outfit, because you would have been laughing so hard, and you just would have been just hot from the heat from laughing. And I'm just like, yeah, that's, like, a very embarrassing moment, because you sit there and you be like, yo, do I even want to fuck with this nigga anymore? Like, wow. And that's just one of them things you don't even talk about. You don't talk about it to him, but you talk about it to your friends.
Right. All right, so I'm going to throw another one at you. All right, so if as far as, and I know this will be a hard because you've done so many of them. What would you say is your best show you've done out of all your shows? And I know you have a lot of great ones. It's going to be hard to pick. What would you say is your best one?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Damn, what was my best show? Well, my most surprising show was when I had rapper Dragon on the show, and he told the whole world he wanted to make a porno movie with me.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what's crazy, too? A lot of people, because he's on, he's on West Side right now, Love and Hip Hop, and why? It is so funny, like a lot of people, because, I was doing about him 3 years before that show, and then before I heard him on your show, I knew about him, too, but now it's just hilarious that he was like, oh, who would this dude drag on? But I didn't know who he is now, because he's on Love and Hip Hop, so now they know who he is.
He's not on Love and Hip Hop. He used to be in the movies with DMX.
Saigon's on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah.
My bad. I mean, I must misquoted myself. Good job.
Yeah, because I'm even like, who the fuck is Saigon?
Oh, man. Yeah, I had a big request. Hold on, wait, Saigon. I thought that was Saigon. But okay. So we stopped myself quickly, people. Yes, and this is the last show. This is one of the last shows of the season. I'm already up to the fool. Okay, so another one. As far as the team that's out there that's nosy as hell, I'd like to know, are you single, dating? What's the deal? What's going on in the normal life for you?
I am single, but I'm looking for that right man. You know what I'm saying? I want a man that's secure, got his own money, got his own life, and he has his own goals and aspirations and dreams. And he's not somewhere trying to kill mine or kill somebody else's. Basically, I don't want no pussy pop nigga. I mean, I want him to have a beautiful mind, but he must be a God-fearing man. And he must have read the Bible at least once in his life.
And
you ain't read the Bible once in your life, it ain't no need in two heathens to be together.
And mm-hmm. Does the sex game need to be great, or can it be mediocre?
Can it who?
Does the sex game need to be great,
what?
Or can it be
man,
mediocre?
Man, that shit better be that shit better be 1,000. That shit better be proper. That shit better be turned
better
up to
be,
the max.
Super Saiyan 3.
Man, fuck out of here! Yeah, if you ain't got no hellacious sex game, no. I don't even want you to come around me. I don't even want you to say, hey. Mm-mm. No.
Hey, you keeping it real. Mm-hmm. Hey, because some people,
we know you will walk the ass balls. I don't care about that.
They'd be so full of it. I'm like, come on now, really?
Yeah, I'm not one of them
really?
People that's going to be like, oh, he takes good care of me, so I can overlook that he's whack in the bed. Oh, I can overlook that his dick is 4 inches, but he just takes so good care. Man, fuck that, yo, nigga. Look, you got to get this. Man, you got to be on the same page. You got to be on the same page. If I got to send you the sex classes, nigga, I will. Because I'm not about to teach you shit. Because when you come to me, you're supposed to know every motherfucking thing anyway. If I got to teach you, I'm going to send your ass back to where the fuck you came from. I'm too old to be teaching motherfuckers.
You see, you're not trying to, you don't get paid to do that. You don't get paid to sit there and teach people all day. You know, who has time for that?
Exactly.
It's like you can't go, it's like you don't get drafted in NFL for playing on a Pop Warner level. So you got to,
no.
You can't be trying to get in the NFL being on that level. It's just that simple.
Exactly.
Okay, I see we got some callers because I see they've been so patiently waiting, so I appreciate y'all. All right, we got about 949 on Life That Does Live. What we got?
Yo, yo, what up, niggas? I've been waiting for an ill man to talk to y'all niggas.
What's up?
Yo. What's up, player? How you doing tonight?
I can actually speak Spanish. I can speak Spanish pretty fluently.
I'm doing all right, man. You know, I'm feeling pretty great nice myself, bruh. You know, got the crazy part of mine in the building.
Hey,
this is Eric. 949.
Yo, what up, girl?
What's up, man? You got something you want to say to Shark Mama?
Yeah, I've been waiting for an ill man to talk to y'all niggas. I'm about to end hero on these niggas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, niggas.
Say about you, what?
How did he say he was about to fuck his mother? I'm not sure.
Oh, no, I mean, he got a TV in the background. And, I got to put this nigga back on me. Y'all know I will fucking show the fuck out. I'm trying to be good today, Lord. I'm trying to be good. He will be having me fucking TV and shit blasting. The goddamn phone can't hear they saying. All right, next person. All right, we got somebody. They got the whole damn name on the goddamn switchboard.
What's up, homie?
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up? What's good?
How y'all doing tonight?
What you got to say? We all right?
Can I just give my shout out to my nigga Jimmy Russell?
All right. Shout out to Jimmy Russell, whoever that is.
That's my nigga right there, man.
Okay. So what you got to say to our guest tonight, Miss Chalk Mommy?
I ain't really got much to say, man. You know what I mean? Just trying to earn that money. Just giving a shout out to my peeps.
All right, bet. Let me let you know something, man. You can get already, because when people come here at the stupid, they got to get some of these. If you get one of these, and then before I kick your ass out, you can get one of these. All right, thank you. Get your fucking ass out of here. All right, so back to you, Chalk. They must not know, man. I'm fucking, you know, I'm the original crazy-ass motherfucker on Ball Talk. Don't mess with me.
I'm gonna let
him rock for a little bit, but I put bullshit for a mile away. So I'm gonna let you people know, because y'all was thinking, oh, Steady James, so nice. If you're calling and you're acting fool, I'm acting a bigger fool than you. So please exercise your thought process before you get in here and really think. Really, really, really long and hard. Okay, if I call him at the phone, he's going to put me in my fucking place. So, yeah, I will. All right, so we're going to go ahead.
We're
approaching the teamery hour. So, Chalk, my question is, can you last for at least another 30 minutes?
I sure can.
Because you know, you started going in on a little bit earlier, so I told you to save your answer because it's going to get real. And we are approaching the T. Marie Allen, which, by the way, T. Marie's in the building. What's up, T?
What's the deal? What is going on with the collars? Excuse me, everybody, but
you know,
my
every now and then, it's like they know when I'm
going to
have my season finale and stuff. It's like all the fuckery comes at one time. Oh, they know Chalk in the building.
Oh, boy, say. Now, I don't want to say nothing. I just want to give a shout out. What the fuck?
Jimmy Russell, like this nigga Jimmy Russell.
Who the fuck is Jimmy Russell?
I don't fucking know who the fuck Jimmy Russell is, but that's
Jimmy
who his homeboy was. Apparently.
Anyway.
He was giving a shout to Jimmy Russell, but I mean, I couldn't
even
know that dude. I got to shout to Jimmy Russell.
I'm so mad. Look, because my voice, I am so mad, but I got to push through it. Hey. Anyway, well, yeah, we're going to be talking about these, sound like who the last caller is. No, I'm just playing. Let me not be going in on everybody. Anyway, but, yeah, we're going to talk about, would you date somebody who's behind on child support? That's what I kind of want to discuss, because I think women today have kind of, like, lost goals and standards for dating guys. They kind of, like, you know, overlook certain things, but then once it happens to you, you know, you sitting here looking for your money to support your child, it's like, damn, you know. So I just want to know.
I could make you come on, girl. Chalk, you got She got an interest. She got a opposing point of view for you. She got opposing point of view. I was like, oh, hold on. No,
that's see, and that's what I, you know, I welcome a debate. You know me. I welcome it. But I want to know male and female, because when I was doing my research, I saw some females paying child support too. So it's not just, you know, one side and it goes both ways. So that's what I want to talk about today. So y'all make sure y'all tune in. Keep it locked. Don't touch the radio. Don't touch. Oh.
So matter of fact, I'm going to have let Chalk tell you what her answer is, because you put them. I'm going to throw you the heck off right now.
Nah, so, don't be trying to throw me off. Don't do me.
To that question.
Well, go ahead. What's your opinion?
My opinion is, if the dick is good, we ain't going to do fucking that nigga.
I had your ass on your interview talking about some sex. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if it's good, bitch ain't going to really care about this nigga being behind in child support, because it's not her child that's lacking and shit. And you just have some people that's like that. I did
it. What happened when the dick's so good, he busts up in you, and here you go pregnant from him, and he on the dick to your baby left.
Because if I already know you got several kids, you're not busting up in me. I'm sorry. That's not going to work.
Condoms break.
Yeah, nah. I'm sick, spayed, and neutered, okay? My shit, I haven't been pregnant in 19 years. I'm dead. You know what I'm saying? If I get pregnant, it's because God laid his hands on my stomach and was like, you were about to be the new Virgin Mary. Yes.
You know, it's an exception. But, I mean, you just got to think about, I don't know, I think that says a lot about a person. Keep in mind, I'm speaking about male and female. I think it says a lot about a person morally. When you first off, when you're on child support, be in order, you have somebody to tell you what you need to do to take care of your child. And then secondly, you can't even take care of your child. You're not concerned if your child's eating. I think it says a lot about a person morally, especially when you're behind on your child support. So it's just me. I wouldn't date a guy who's behind on their child support. And I guess I'm speaking because I'm speaking from a mom's point of view. It's just like, I wouldn't, because you have a child that you have to consider taking care of, and if you're in neglect, that's negligence on the other party's part. So, me personally, I wouldn't date anybody like that who, you know, I don't care how good the dick is, because at the end of the day, the dick ain't going to pay no bills for me. So, that's just my outlook.
But the flip side of that is, how many people you know are going to be forthcoming and tell you, hey, I'm behind on my child support.
Exactly.
A lot of people are not going to
tell
you that.
When they do tell you, hey, you know, once you sit back, because that thing, I'm telling you, first year of dating a motherfucker, all it is a big-ass front. Niggas front, niggas opening doors, niggas cooking, niggas breakfast in bed, niggas even throwing a D harder than ever before. So when you first dating somebody, the first year, it's all bullshit. It's after that you get past that first year when the person really starts showing they true ass, they true colors. So when you know you find shit out like this, that's when you have to make a decision. Am I going to stay with this person, or am I going to leave them? And me personally, that's like that's the deal breaker. Because for one, anybody telling you, you know, you got to take care of your child, boom, that's already like a strike. But for you to not be taking care of your responsibility, leaving somebody to solely take care of what you helped bring into this world, no, that's like a deal breaker, because if it's me, you know, I couldn't see myself going through a situation like that. So that's my love.
I agree with that to a point, because it's like you could be in a situation with somebody and y'all been together for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And after you've been together for a while, like a year or two, you have these feelings, because at the end of the day, you never really know everybody's business that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Everybody still has that stuff beside them. So I was dating this guy. We were together for over a year. And his kids lived in Missouri, and we was living in Atlanta. And they was with his ex-wife. And he used to be like, you know, He wasn't working because he was in between jobs or whatever. He's like, you know what? I need to send X amount of money to my ex-wife for my kids, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, me being the type of person, some people are down their luck, and we in a relationship because we've been together about a year. So it just so happened that back in the day, it was easy to lie and tell somebody, you know, your job, because I was like, me and him, we were married. You know what I'm saying? They didn't ask for marriage license or anything like that, so he was on my insurance. So me and my homegirl, we used to hustle. We used to put paid off cars on people's credit. So we worked in dealerships, and we had access to full credit reports. So I had her pull his report, and he was $16,000 in the rear for child support. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what? Okay, now I'm a year in. You know, what are you there? I'm like, what in the fuck? So the next time he was like, yo, babe, I need to, it was like during Christmas time, he was like, I need to borrow some money for the kids. I'm like, yo, nigga, you $16,000 in. This few months they go help. Shit. Nah, bro.
Girl, no, but then also you look at it like when you get married and you file, like, say, for instance, you file an income tax and y'all file, like, joint. They'll deduct your wages, your income tax to take care of, you know, to put it back with this child that you ain't got. I mean, of course, it's the other person you dating, so of course you have some dealings. But to be honest, that's not your problem. You know, you didn't have this child, so. But they'll deduct your, keep your taxes and shit. But, you know, if your husband, I ain't going to be able to do it.
It's a form out there. It's called injured something. And when you're married and you have a lien on your taxes, your spouse fills out a part, and the portion that they're supposed to get, they can't touch. Because I just went through that because my ex-husband is in the military, and
she's like, I'm going to give y'all the game.
Yeah, so what happened was he kept playing, and it took me a year to get this nigga in court for child support. But by the time I got him in court, the day that we stepped in court, he was already $6,000 in, and he had to pay $750 a month for one child. So when income taxes came, no wonder he was, like, super bitter, like, yo, I'm always tired of you taking my taxes, because a couple of years ago, I got him for $10,000. So, you know, it took me about 7 months to get that tax return because of that injured party form. So chicks or dudes, if y'all fucking with somebody, y'all married, and they ain't paying their bills, it's a form called the injured party form. You fill it out. It's going to take you about 6 or 7 months. Then you'll get your tax return, but you ain't got to be fucked up because this motherfucker fucked up.
Well, me, to avoid all that shit, let everybody get their shit together, handle your fuck up, that's another bill. That's like, would you date somebody who's behind on their rent?
Hell no, because there's a possibility that I'm going to knock on my door at 3 o'clock in the morning with about 5 suitcases. I'm like, bae.
What about somebody who's behind on
their
car note? Come outside, shit, repossess. No. And your bills need to be current because that shit also affects their credit scores. So, I mean, you got to pay your bills. Point blank period, especially your child bills. Come on, who don't want to take care of their child? I got a whole list.
Here's one thing about being behind, but it's a thing when you're behind several months. That's the whole thing. If people have rough.
No,
houses,
hold on. I got
that.
Behind.
But it's no longer a rough patch. It's just a just continuous series of nonsense. Nah, I can't do it. Because it's one thing to have mistakes, but when you just making the same mistake over and over and over. Nah, I can't deal with you.
DMX, he's $1.24 million behind in child support. He got 10 children. At some, at some point, he needed to make a decision, either strap it up or get on his grind a little bit and leave what he was doing, you know, his little dreams of choice alone, because he got 10 kids to steal back. So, you know, that's when I say behind, I'm not talking about, no, okay, you missed a month or so. I mean, I'm talking about once you got to come under that shit, it's a problem to me. I don't care if it's 1,000. I don't care. That's too much. So $1.24 million, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. No, he got 11 children. I mean, he got 11 children, and he's behind on his child support also. He just went back in jail in January of this year.
Damn.
He got 11 children and 10 baby mamas.
Oh, I know that. I'm just saying he went back to jail. Lord.
I didn't know he had that many damn kids. I was like,
and his girlfriend is the same age as his daughter, like 18 or 19.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
His girlfriend is the same age as his daughter.
They're going to the same club at the same time.
Damn.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
I mean, he good because he wouldn't have fucked me, period. Have y'all looked at him? Me being on the mileage, some crack, still wouldn't have made that motherfucker look good enough to fuck. I'm sorry.
Why he said that? He got a picture. He got to draw ice off the picture.
Okay, I'm going to check. All right, hold on, y'all. I'm going to check the lessons. The phone line is blowing up. So, T.I. Hate Orange. Don't an accident.
Man, they better not call in with no bull. Now, let me stop. They all do.
It's going out the hood. So, I'm like, I'm going to check.
Nah, I want to
give
a hug. Shout out to my homie.
You act crazy? We going to act crazy. Okay, so let me go ahead. I know this. I got this person's name already. I need to check everybody else. Said, so, Monty, you're on the air. You're on Life That Does Live. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? No, listen, I'm having a problem with all this stuff that we're talking about here.
All right, well, what's your problem?
Let's talk about it.
Maybe we see if we can fix it.
From what I understand, she keeps going on and on and on about how this guy, you know, all this, the dollars and this, that, and the other thing, and how she can go around and mess up the system when half of it's her fault, too. It takes two to have a kid.
Ooh.
You're right.
You know, from the perspective of a guy here, I think that's totally messed up. You know, I can't vouch for that. I don't want to get married to somebody, think everything is good, you know, and be like, no, I'm leaving you. Hey, you're making a lot of money now. You know, all these loopholes and shit to protect women, and now I got to pay, you know, $9,000 a month so she can walk around and whore herself around town. No.
But it's my business to take care of your child. What it's for. This is child support. It's not child support.
Yeah, of course it's for child support
child
so the
support.
Child can roll around in a Mercedes because that's what we need.
The
dollar amounts I'm speaking of is for millionaires. So, of course, if you're not a millionaire, you can't expect to be paying millions. You know, you can't be expecting to pay thousands of dollars, but it's based upon the income. I mean, it is.
Well, it's based upon, it is based upon the income,
you have to obtain. And just because we're not together doesn't mean you introduced me to this type of lifestyle.
Some of these chicks, what they're doing is they get them pregnant on purpose so they can collect a check. You know, it's sad,
I didn't say my topic is not nothing about people who getting pregnant having to
gub gub.
That's not my topic.
But here's my thing. I know your topic is, would you date someone who's behind on child support? But the thing is, I'm going back into that, you know, there's always two sides of every story. And, you know, it's why, first off, you know, the whole dynamic about this person you're talking about. Because there's this whole thing. I mean, my thing is this. It's one thing, like I said, about what you said, would you think someone that was behind on rent, it's one thing for you to have missed the pay, but again, I particularly do not agree with the child support system because, there's something that I agree with and something that I disagree with. The thing I don't agree with, you said it yourself, was why should they have to tell somebody, hey, this is time for you to go take care of your child. Ready, set, go. Here's the beat. You know, it's not, I mean, it's like you write a damn invoice for your damn child and say, oh, here's an invoice. It's how much you owe. And, you know, and it's crazy because some of these dudes, because here's the thing, when you say behind, it's some dudes that are, because it's always a loophole. There's some guys that's actually out there working hard to take care of their child.
I mean, here's the situation.
And people not showing them no slack because, you know, heck, they trying to, they got to try to live and they got to try to take care of their child because you're not, because, hey, because not everybody who had a child by somebody is still in a relationship by that person. So now because y'all not
okay, but what you have to understand from a person's point of view.
Let me tell you the story.
I'm going to jump down to the woman's point of view. You have to understand. I didn't. So you saying it's okay for me to take care of the child by myself solely? No, I didn't lay up and have this baby by myself. So regardless of the circumstances, you should be able to take care of your responsibility as a man, as a woman, point blank, period. Nobody went, when I laid down and got my nut just like you got yours, you know, it was an equal thing. So, yeah, you should do your duty. Now, what I'm saying, people can't, it's people who's not legally on child support, who has the agreement, like Lil Wayne, who has the agreement with his baby mama, what you need, I got you. But it's other people out here who don't take care of their responsibilities, so people have
it's
to go through
the
court.
Yeah, it's the other gub-gubs out there.
Would you date a woman who's behind on child support?
Would I date a woman that's behind on child support?
Yes.
Okay, it depends. Okay, yeah, obviously it depends on the situation. But here's the thing, okay? If and I don't know what state you're talking about, the man actually gets custody of a child.
I'm going to go ahead and
behind,
you didn't
No. Okay, yeah, like 5% of the time. 5% of the time the man gets custody, okay? Listen,
would you date a woman who pays child support?
Yeah, I probably would. Let me just tell you why, though, okay? All right. A lot of times when I see it, what happens with the child support payment? The man drops off the child support payment. It's $600. You know, we're all rational people here. Not everybody makes a million. So he drops off $600. He drops off $600, okay? What's the woman do? Oh, $600. $200 of that's, you know, okay, yeah, $100 of that, you know, brand-new toy for the kid, Xbox game, this, that, and the other thing. The other $400 is for something stupid or taking her girlfriends out to the bar drinking. Yeah, shots are on me. Joe just paid his child support payment. You know, it's gub-gub and ridiculous.
That's the kind of stuff you should have considered before having a child with that type of woman, because I'm speaking of a woman who's independent, who goes to work, who take care of their business. So if they out taking shots, they worked hard for their shit. They went out there, they worked their 9-to-5, and they came home, and they also was a full-time mom. I'm not speaking
but
on the
some
one.
There's some good people out there, you know,
is,
they get the child support.
They're not always
fucked up.
Now,
if I go out, if I bust my ass every day, if I work 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, I'm busting my ass. So, you know, I deserve on the weekend if I want to take a shot shit or two or three or four. I deserve to do that shit with my money. That has nothing to do with the income. You
well, you know, absolutely.
But making sure your child is taken care of.
When I grew up, my parents split up.
And a roof over their head. That's what I
grew up, my parents split up, and, you know, listen, so I grew up through this stuff. And the gub-gub and ridiculousness that, you know, that I had to deal with, my dad always scrounging around to try and get some child support payments back when he was making dollars. You know, now it's 80% of his income. Back then it was 20%, you know. This, that, and the other thing, you know, she'd get her child support payment, and I'd be like, Mom, you know, could I go out and get a new copy of Battletoads, please? You know, that was my favorite game of the time, Battletoads. Frogs jumping around on the screen battling each other with the bazookas. I mean, you guys seen it. It's the toads out there. So it's just the sense of it here, you know. But what would she do with the money? She'd get a new antique furniture that I wasn't allowed to sit on. Or get a new, you know, this out of the other
now
thing,
see,
a new
that's
bed
different.
Set. You know, that's not for me. It's child support. Child support. 80% of child support should go in an account for the kid.
Right. I agree with you from that aspect of it. I totally agree with you.
You know, Hitler's point of view on child support was probably good. You know, he probably had a good idea of child support. Now, I'm not saying that lightly. He's a big guy, and, you know, people just don't like him. Some people say he did nothing wrong. But, you know, his point of view on child support is not something that's documenting. It's not documented. You get on Wikipedia, you can't find it. You can't find it on there. And, you know, this is a problem for me, the child support situation in America. It's ridiculous. I just can't explain it. You know, they go out there and they spend money on this, that, and the other thing, a brand new dress, a brand new this, and the kids still got hand-me-downs from Uncle Susie across the street. You know, it's just going on. It's just going on and on, orbiting the sun. It's gub gub, king of bee.
I totally understand what you're saying. Well, thank you so much for calling in and giving your opinion. I like the discussion we had.
Well, you know, I'm glad you guys kept me on, and I could talk about my problems, so stuff like that. And you guys keep doing what you're doing, and keep answering those calls. I'm sure a lot of other people have something to say now.
All right, boo. You have a good night.
All right. The Jews are behind 9/11. See you later.
Oh, Lord.
He's going to hand up. You know what? That's
what he said.
Oh my God, he's crazy.
Oh my God, that was too funny.
Wow.
Oh man. Okay, we got the phone lines right.
But before you answer that call, let me just clarify. So for the people who don't think females pay child support, Halle Berry is paying Gabriel Aubrey $20,000 a month to support their daughter. So just don't think that I'm speaking of females. That's why I kept it. I mean, of males. That's why I kept it general. There's a female who's paying $20,000 a month. That's the father deserved that. You get what I'm saying? I'm not speaking about. It's not just one-sided. I'm not just speaking about one gender. But go ahead.
But in most cases, but to keep it real, too, because you are keeping an eye on.
Most cases, this is male.
This is your guy paying child support, so.
Women, I don't know what woman that really is a mom that's going to give up their child like me. I don't care, you know, I'm not, you can't have my baby, no, this is my baby, I went through this labor, you didn't go through this struggle pushing it out, I did, and you're not going to just take my baby from me.
You know what, that's why Rick Perry closed a lot of the, you know, he's been trying to close the, what's in my head right now, but in parenthood clinics because of this. It's because of that, because a lot of people are leading to try to get abortions and whatnot, and yeah, so I agree. It's not a lot of women that's doing it, but it's the women that's doing it. Hey, if I'm going in, get that kid out of them, you know, say hey,
you need
work,
to practice
safe sex.
You can really put on a condom. Condoms are real effective. Don't get it twisted. I might have made my little comments, you know, about the condom popping. But if you good and wet down, now let me stop. Anyway, come on, next caller, City.
All right, next caller. I got my boy, Dodge. I believe that's not specific. What's up, Dodge?
What's up?
So, what's up?
I just wanted to say that Hitler did nothing wrong. The Jews were behind 9/11, and God's up for president.
Don't say that. Don't say that. No. That's the show. You had to have them come in. No, sir. No, sir. You would not do that. Don't.
You dropped the call.
Yes, we heard
he said,
me.
Hitler did nothing wrong. Hitler was a fool.
You had to come in as a fool. They do our taxes, people.
You know what? This is so funny. Why are people doing
this?
Well, I
guess
the more listeners
we
have, the more we always pick stuff like this.
I think they do it on purpose. They know that, oh, my God, it's Seti J. You're going to act a fool, trying to act a fool with them. Wow.
And you know we got, like, crazy lists, so, you know, a high number, so we got to expect stuff.
And you know what's
like
funny?
This.
Old Rudy came by again on the day you were on here. He came by last Thursday. He was crying for some last Thursday show. So I'm going to call Seth Gruden. I said, you keep missing. I said, you keep not calling on Mondays and Wednesdays when TV saying, actually, like,
one day we're going to have fun. I want to do a prank call. We need to do like our little, I used to do that. I got to get back into it. You talking to another person
who's an expert prank caller, Chop. Now, see, what did yours call again? Let's look at what happened. Yes. Now, you got to tell her, because, see, T don't understand that she's talking to expert prank callers.
No, you're talking about it. I do it. I called Jens one day, and I forgot what the product was, but I was really looking for a product. But why I had him on the phone, because I listened to the, you know, listened to that on my Pandora. So I'm listening to the prank calls. You know, one day I called this little place. I can't remember the place, and I can't remember what it was. But I did a prank call, and when I tell you it was so funny, and I had to hang up because I just bust out laughing. But, yeah, we're going to discuss that off air. Mm-hmm.
See, that's one of the things you got to see. We know how to teach you the magic trick. You got to know how to. She got to know how the magic trick of being able to keep a straight face. Why are you doing the prank call?
Well, when I tell you I'm goofy, you know I'm goofy anyway. So
I'll say no. You can't be goofy. You got to be straight. Like when I prank call,
you got to make it believable. No matter how crazy it sounds, the more believable it sounds, the more accurate you are about where they're from and where they at and what they do, the better it is, and you can get that plan to the heck out of it.
We're gonna do that. Chuck did
a show one time. She prank called his pastor. Hey, you gotta tell her about that. You gotta tell her about it. See, she heard about prank calls, and you gotta tell
her
about it.
Man, that was crazy because she was like, I needed
to be experts at that.
But you know what, Shady? I don't even know how, when I go back and I listen to the calls, I'm like, yo, how the fuck did I not bust out laughing, especially with the dude that I acted like Gucci Mane's manager, and I made him cry on the phone?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, how could I do that?
I said that shit was hilarious. It was. He was literally crying.
That really was like, I had prank calls on that Friday night. He called back into the show because he was just so thirsty. And I made him, he was a virgin. He never had phone sex before. So I had talked him out of his pants and stuff. And every time every time he was jerking his dick, he was like, brr.
She's stupid, brr.
And then when he came, it's like, the way he said brr, I swear, yo, his dick probably just didn't have nothing left in him. It's like, he fucked the fuck out.
He's gonna have to get on one of our Louise Day shows, huh?
He sounded like JT Money. He sounded like JT Money.
That was hilarious. When you had the pastor acting out, that was crazy
because he was like, "Oh, you need Jesus? How do you go from telling me I need Jesus to asking me when am I coming back in town?" Who needs Jesus? Like, I was like, wow.
I mean, this is what he was saying. He wasn't trying, when he said you need some Jesus, he meant that you need to be shouting Jesus, so he's going to give you a reason to shout. That's what he was meaning.
And then say, what about when I was like, can you and your pastor lay hands on me?
Yes, that was, I remember one time she called one of my friends in the industry, and I think it was DJ, but she called him. You know, she's messed with a lot of DJs, getting them so good. And she had one, he was like, oh, okay. Man, he was acting thirsty as hell. I was like, dang, bro, relax.
Oh, the one that said he likes getting his ass licked and he can fuck a big bitch. He's like, skirt, skirt, skirt.
And one DJ is still mad at me because he was the first DJ I ever prank called, and I had sent him some music. He was like, thanks for the music, but I will still never forget that prank call you did.
Right, that nigga was, wow, he was. Oh, man. Okay, so, T, catching up on you. My question for you, I got a question.
What?
When the hell these goddamn posters coming out?
Oh, but you know what? I got the link. I need to send you the link. I've been asked the link. Where I had the link for about
it ain't told nobody. Yo, she just.
I know. Come on now. I'm going to get it.
I'm going to
send it.
Send your callers. Your listeners keep asking for the next caller. I think, it's a whole bunch of retards that want to come on and just say dumb shit, but I don't
have nothing else to do. That's okay. As long as they calling in, that's all that matters. We got to hang up.
It's a lot of people. Oh, yeah. I keep asking other people. They get so scared of what they're talking. They know I'm crazy as fuck. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take this next caller. Next caller. Mm-hmm. You heard your shit is unmuted, so you can talk. What's up? Who is this?
What up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
That's another one.
All right.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. What's up?
Not much. What about you?
That's another one.
All right. So what you got to say, man? What you got to say?
I just, you guys were talking about child support earlier, and I was actually raised on child support whenever my parents got divorced. I was about 5 years old, and it was just really tough at the time, being raised on a single parent. And you were talking about how some parents, they don't really pay their child support, and it was my dad. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but he's addicted to crack cocaine. And he went off to the penitentiary for about, 3 or 4 years. And so I was just sitting there alone in my house with my dad not paying any child support. My mom, a single mother, had to resort to prostitution. And, dude, the fuck is wrong with Gub-Gub? I don't understand. It was just a horrible time in my life, due to 9/11. And I can't,
Who's laughing? Hold on. Stop. Who's laughing?
Okay, sorry.
Continue.
And so whenever my dad got out, I was 11 years old, and he got a job in construction, and...
I told y'all, ass.
What? You fucking niggers. Jews did 9/11.
Oh, God, nigger.
I told y'all.
To hear what I'll see how long they take to the cool stuff.
You fucking nigger.
He's really fucking
You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't get mad because your mother and father, a brother and sister, and they fucked and had you and you came out fucked up. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's
going to be another caller. It's going to be another caller.
I'm ready. I'm already ready. Let's see. Here we go. Next one. 661.
Hello?
661, you on the line. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. How are you doing?
Hi. Did you know that Jews caused 9/11? Niggers aren't people.
Shot him. Yeah, y'all must not know, man. Come on, man. I'm like the Call of Duty of top player of the day of Blog Talk Radio.
It's like too much.
Yo,
we're trying to run business
shoot that
here.
Ass.
Look at me getting all sensitive.
Oh, God.
They're talking about Jews caused
9/11.
Let me finish this to some of these celebrities here who's behind on
talking. Jews, yeah, I mean, come on.
But Sadie, their ancestors created light skinness, so what's the problem?
Oh, God, I don't know. These people are attacking us, man. I'm praying for them. I put them in my prayers. Put my prayers, Lord.
Hey, did y'all know that? do y'all Levy Johnson? He's Sarah Palin's daughter, baby daddy.
Mhm.
He's behind on child support. He owes $38,000 in back child support. Mhm. So just imagine if she was in office, we'll be fucked up right now. Let me stop. But I'm just being honest. He owes $38,000. That's tough. And Beyonce, her daddy kind of doing some bad now, I guess. He ain't managing B no more. Let me see what he owes. We got some callers ready to play.
She just woke up it more than full shit. Okay. It's so many 1-1-1, so I never know what fucking saying one of that. Alright, 1-1 top of 1-1-1. Another one. Alright, next caller. What's up?
Hello?
Caller from the 111, all these goddamn
ones. Make sure
ones
you're
up.
Keeping all these numbers that's pranking us, too, okay?
It's not 111.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to show their
real
numbers.
You can't never keep up with 111 because they don't. Cause it's just,
yeah, they're
whoever,
not important.
You, if you, like, Google voice something, it blocks stuff.
Oh.
But you can't help it. But, yeah, who we got next caller? What's up?
Hello?
What's up? Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
You're going to start talking about Jews. All right, here we go. So let's prepare ourselves. All right, caller, what's up?
What'd it do?
Oh, Lord.
What's up?
Dutch, shit, man. How you doing?
Not much, man. What you got to say, man?
I got this new game of Monopoly, and you got to pay child support in it, and if you're black, you go straight to jail.
Hey, you know what? I got. You know what? I played it
before. Gov.
Yeah. He dropped his bed. He hung up because he saw I was going to get that ass. See, some people hang up on their own because they know I'm going to get ready to go to fucking and really rip them a new one. So good job on hanging up before I got to you, sir.
Oh,
what was I going to get like that? I had something for that one, too. He just
goddamn phone line. Shit.
But y'all know what? They don't got nothing else better to do than to make y'all ratings go up. So thank you, dumb-ass motherfuckers, for trying to be funny, but making your ratings go up. We appreciate it, you stupid inbred bitches. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate your racial. I'm going to talk like one of them. We're going to see how many ratings are going up.
Come on, we need some more. Come on now. We only got a few more minutes, yo. We're trying to get 200-300-400 callers. Come on.
I know, man. This is crazy. Okay. ACT2, you on the line. What's up?
Hello. Hey, what's up?
What's up? Who we got? See, somebody with 832 teeth.
Here I am. Yeah, I support child support, you know. I like it because, you know, I guess the woman needs freedom, you know. We always hold them back, you know. It's their time to shine, you know. They deserve everything they get because, you know, they deserve it. They're women, you know. They're weaker than men, so they need all the support they can get.
The fuck out of here. Rico.
He got us mixed up with his fucking race. Mexican women are weak as fuck because y'all keep the motherfuckers pregnant. They don't know how to do shit. Y'all the only motherfuckers I know.
Ooh,
I can see a fucking
small
car with like 18 people. What the hell?
Trust me, I know what you're saying about the little Hispanic.
Your essay, where your green card, man.
All right, next caller, let's see who we got. Man, you know. All right,
hello, guys.
Next caller, what's up?
What's going on here today? I have a lot of prank callers, right?
You feel
can you
work
on your accent a little
next
better?
Next caller. Next caller, we're trying to get as many in.
All right, next caller.
They done
What's
turned
up?
My rudeness on. Normally, I'm a nice person. I done let the rude side come on in. Come on. That's
bring it out, girl.
Work
bring it
shit.
Out.
Let's work
come on.
What's up, caller?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I made this Monopoly game where if you're black, you're straight to jail.
Get the fuck out of here. Next joke. Use recycled-ass jokes.
I just got a new Monopoly game. It's called Trailer Trash.
How you play it?
How I play it?
How you play it?
40% of the white population and one corner waiting for their food stamps.
Oh, man, don't get me started. Shout out to Seek in the chat room, appreciating speakers. Speakers on the off the chain in here. He said, y'all remind me of the Ricky Crowley show. Oh, appreciate that, man. Oh, Lord. This is hilarious. Like, they must have done. I'm crazy as hell.
Come on. What's next? We're trying to get as many in.
I know. We going out with a bang for the season. We going out with a bang. All right, here we
let's
go.
Let's do this.
I'll follow this line. Let me meet them back. All right, let's play a game, y'all, because now they're doing the same thing over and over. What do you think the next caller is going to talk about? What topic?
Is it A,
black people, or C, weak women? Which one is it? Or is it all of the above?
Or the Monopoly game.
Yeah, or Monopoly game.
I think
they're going to
probably say something about the 9/11 Jews.
Okay, let's see. All right, next caller, what's up?
Hey, man, how's it going? I had this
pretty
kid,
good.
And he had cancer, and I was paying child support. And I wasn't able.
I'm going to get that time of day. Come on now.
He was on cancer.
He was on child support. That kid the fuck out of here.
Next
caller.
What's gonna do with anything? It ain't your child's fault, you got cancer.
I mean, I'm about to think about it.
But these, I ain't no killer, but don't you push me. Don't you motherfucking. No.
Next caller, what's up? What you got to say?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah,
what's up?
I was wondering if you guys want to play Monopoly.
Monopoly, motherfucker.
I mean, Shetty, listen to this real quick. Think about it. White people started, they're the ones that started dodging child support. And divorces. Remember, you got the men,
they
right?
But the thing is,
they invented using your tax ID number as a Social Security number to start shit over, so they didn't have to pay child support, didn't have to pay alimony. You know what I'm saying? They were like, just think about it. It's like. They always use tax ID numbers because how the fuck you got bankruptcy today and then driving a Jag tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? And then it's
right. Two things don't make any sense.
Yeah, and then it's like they don't believe in paying child support. They don't treat their wives like shit. How the motherfuckers living in a shelter while they're living on the hill with the new bitch and then their kids is wearing hot waters. Eskimos. Then they be talking about black people go to jail. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, seriously, man, come on. Like, they deserve.
I'm not prejudiced. I don't want people to think that I'm prejudiced, but I learned a lot of this shit on y'all white talk shows. I learned y'all secrets.
Who's next? Look at me. Who's next?
Next, 267, what's up?
Yeah, what up, man?
What's up? What you got
what's
to say?
Up?
Yeah, listen, I need a little bit of advice, if that's all right.
Okay.
Right,
go ahead. If it's bullshit, we won't answer, but if it is...
No. It's not bullshit. Listen, so basically the situation right now is I got three kids, and I'm married, okay? Now, I didn't go to college, and I just kind of started to work in a high school, all right?
This is good. I got to let this one ride for a little bit. Keep going.
So I'm doing about 65 hours a week at McDonald's, and I know it sounds stupid, but that's all I really have right now. And I want to go to school, but I can't because, you know, school's pretty expensive, and I'm only making so much, and I'm barely getting by. Now, my real problem is that since I work so much, my wife doesn't really pay that much attention to me, and it's hard for me to kind of, you know, connect with her like we used to. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know what to do.
You're not laying down the pipe.
And, you know, I've been hearing some things around that she's not home that much now while the kids are at school. You know what I mean? And I don't want to say she's sleeping around on me, but it's... I don't know. I mean, I love the girl, you know? She's my everything, but, I mean, I don't know what to do. I just feel like I'm losing her, and I don't like it. I just need some help.
So what do you need help with?
What
I
just want to
take
sir?
This caller serious, but y'all know my little sensitive ass.
Look, I just need somebody. Like, I miss playing Monopoly with her, and it makes me so sad.
I knew it was a time down. Be full of bullshit. You were shot down. Good job.
Come on, we can get the right, but I'm gonna just be going fed, and people don't even know this side of me, and
I was a good story. How long was it going to take?
little steady. People don't know this side of T. Marie. They just know I'm just sweet and sexy. They don't know the little hood craziness that comes out of me and this look so bringing it out of me.
Right. People don't realize that that Chuck is so sweet and sweet and nice. But every now and then, there's people that want to be freaking dumb, you know, bring it out of her.
I guess that's what people are going to
say. All right, let's go. Let's see.
Well, I mean, damn, make some of y'all stories interesting. All this shit is the same.
Know,
damn, be like you grew up in a foster home and your parents was black. Do
yeah, and it's the same game every time. Monopoly.
It
I mean,
is
come on.
Boring,
it's overused joke. Use the new one. Come on. She's a
original. Monopoly.
661, you on the line.
Hello. Really serious question here. I know that you've been getting a bunch of crazy ones before. Have you ever been arrested for being black?
Have you ever been arrested for being white?
I'm about to be arrested for whooping your ass. No, that means I'm gonna be arrested for being black. I'm gonna be arrested for whooping your white ass. So I guess that's just gonna make me like a nice even color. What the fuck?
Come on, Runick. Let's get this show on the road.
Oh God, man, I cannot, man. Hilarious.
And I try so hard not to resort to race because y'all know I'm one of the people who's always saying, let's not worry about race. But come on, let's get this show started. Come on,
let's take off the gloves. Let's take off the gloves. Let's be black racist tonight.
I guess, because that seems like all we got going on the other end, so I might as well, you know,
change people. Let's go on these motherfuckers. Why are they being stupid and ignorant when their granddaddies and their great papas love the black coochie?
Get the fuck out of here. The reason why, I mean, because y'all are just so disillusioned with what's going on. The reason why, I got to talk to them like we're on fucking PBS or something. The reason why you're not black anymore is because at some point in time, your ancestors, they got depigmentized. And I'm going to use, I may have made up a new word, but you don't have your But anyways, y'all fucking asses went to goddamn cage, and that thing called melanin, that's what black people have, in which you were black at some point in time, you start to lose that melanin, which made you not have the same dark pigment that we have, which is what not made you black anymore, so now you're a white person, and so that's why you're white. In the day, you're a black person. You're black. You just ain't quite at that melanin. So in the day, don't get mad at us because you don't have the melanin and we do. Get the fuck over it. Next caller. All right, let's see.
That's why
I had to give it here to that. All right, 949. Who is it?
All right, 949. Who is it?
Yeah,
this is the same shit echoing out. You got the death of the shit. I'm gonna get out of here. Bye.
Get them a new phone. Get out of that trailer park if they're trying to use the phone and shit. Next caller.
Right.
They just excited about being on the radio because you can hear the feedback of them being in the chat room, listen to the show online. And they were going to call all day mess buddies and be like, yo, Jack, Billy, I'm on a radio show with black people. Come listen to me.
All right, let's see. We got 847. Get around. I'm 847. What you have to say?
Hello.
Oh, what did you say, 847? Hello.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I didn't realize I was on the line. I've been listening to your call prior to all the other people being negative about you. Say again?
You said what now?
I said I'd like to, you know, try and get back on topic a little bit as I had some mild concerns about my child support.
Okay, go ahead.
All right,
go ahead and show your concerns. What does this mean?
Go ahead. Yeah, come on.
I'd like to. So I was married at a very young age, got in the military. I'll give you a quick summation of it. Things didn't really work out. And I had two kids, but while I was overseas, you know, I really cared for them a lot, but I didn't get to spend much time with them while they were growing up. And, I mean, once my wife left me, she obviously applied for custody of the children. And she did get them, and now I'm required to pay child support. But I kind of just have this resentment against her for taking my kids from me. Even though, like, I want to support them, I can't really get behind the fact that she took my kids.
You did 911, right?
Look, there's just a nigger's tongue in my anus.
You said what now?
Can you repeat
that?
You want
his mama
to suck
his ass.
In his anus.
He got some kind of freaky. He's about to get that ass. He's got to. Nice. Oh, he likes ass play. Oh, Sam, he likes to. You like it in the booty. He's the 52. Yeah. I need to bring out my strap on. Ooh, I think I could tame him.
Anyway, we're through with the calls because we only have 2 minutes left, and we got to tell these people what to find. Oh, shit, I don't even know if I want to do that.
All right, you know what? Fuck it, not for this fucking line. We're done. All right, so we're done taking calls, and we got 2 minutes left. You know, so, John, go ahead and let everybody know how they can find you.
www.chalkmommy.com sex talk articles, because all you motherfuckers on the line listening sound like y'all need some chocolate in your life, or you need to let go of all that contaminated sperm inside of you. So go to www.chalkmommy.com. Just make sure you don't fuck up your computer screens when you nut, bitches.
Mm. All right.
And that is then. Make sure y'all tune in every Monday and Wednesday. 11 p.m. to 12 p.m. I mean, 12 a.m. Central Standard Time. Yep, yep, yep. Well, we do this every day, all day. Turn up.
Turn up. Alright.
Look at that. See, I'm closing this shit up. She said I'm closing.
Yeah.
I ain't playing no games, whatever. See? Come on.
You can't play no games with these. Okay, you know. Everybody knows if y'all missed any part of the show, you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/CDJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. You can also go to iTunes, type in the Spot Radio Network. And then also, yeah, man, yeah, this is, we'll be taking after Wednesday show, we will be gone for 2 weeks. So you're going to figure out what to do for 2 weeks with your life.
My black ass going to take a vacation.
Yes. Yeah, I know we do this every year around this time, y'all. So y'all should get used to it. And for all the people that's been calling in, jacking off while they're listening to Chalk Mommy and T Marie's voice, you know, I'm sorry, you can just go listen to archives while we're gone. And you can always check out Chalk Mommy Show, Chocolate City Radio. But to know when Chocolate City Radio comes on, Chalk.
Wednesday night and Sunday night. And Wednesday night, we have the actor and R&B singer, Christopher Williams. I'm going to have no manners on that motherfucker. Watch me.
Oh, don't bring me, cause I'm leaving. 90s classic right there. I got that. You know, I have some 90s classic. That's in my latest 90s R&B mix that I put together. It's on SoundCloud. Shameless Club.
Oh, shit.
Wait, I check it out. We about to roll on out. So, again, I thank you for talking to the show, Chalk. You know, it seemed like, you know, it's like when we come together, all the crazies want to come here out of nowhere.
I know,
yeah,
right?
And I've got to bring all the people who called in and help the ratings go up, too. Yeah,
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, making it go, just, you know, just making the phone, make me not be able to keep up the phone lines up. I appreciate it.
Hard work pays off.
Yeah. And so does hard bullshit, too. This poor bullshit. Y'all must not know. We're not going to cry. I'm a crush. You have the fool. I'm a clown. Which ass?
We adapt on this radio station. We adapt. We very adaptive.
Thank you
to the
100 callers that we have on the phone line today. We appreciate that.
Yes, that was very fun.
Yeah, so thanks for bullshitting. And the chat room was popping, too. So pick up some people in the chat room, wasting time, getting us listening. We appreciate it. Your bullshit.
Yeah. Let us be the way.
All right, so remind you. As we roll now, remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a
C,
or where there's a C, or there's a U, there is a way.
Yep.
Episode of Life and Death Live with your boy Teddy J and your girl
T Marie.
All right, we're out, y'all. See y'all Wednesday. And check out tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's the season finale of Grits and Glamour. Check out tomorrow. The topic for tomorrow is, this is a steamy topic. I'll make sure I get it all the way right. So pray for me, Lord. All right, that topic on tomorrow, on the season finale of Grits and Glamour tomorrow is, when is it okay to bring your significant other home for the holidays?
Oh, that's a good topic. I know. I wonder what Angela is going to be talking about. I might tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, so y'all check it in. Check in same time. Tell the show goes the same time, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go. We out, y'all. We will. And make sure you go pick up your new copy of Monopoly so you can see when you don't be careful. Why you are going to get arrested quickly.
Yeah, they
all
added
right,
a trailer
well,
park to one of the little icons you move around with. They added a trailer park and a red
and
net.
And a mess pipe. And an EBT card. Let's not forget that, the EBT card.
Yeah, and the little pig with the flop.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes.
It even got one where it got the KKK hood. You can move the head around
the
board, too.
Oh, yes. And the Confederate flag. Let's not forget that one.
Yeah,
yes, yes. So y'all be sure y'all pick it up. They got the little, yeah. Pick it up.
All right. We out, y'all. Peace.
Nice.